This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got much to cover in the up and coming hour. Yesterday we talked about Christians. What did they say about Jesus before they had him crucified? They're going to say the same things about you if you actually live out your Christianity and following the Christ. We're going to move forward a little bit on another topic because of some biblically illiterate, self-justifying individuals that want to continuously push the envelope and submit to tyranny rather than God and throw off tyranny. I want to tell you something, friends. People would rather submit to tyrants and twist Scripture and pervert Scripture to fit their lifestyle because they choose to live as slaves rather than as free men. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, because if the people that call themselves Christians actually took the word and put it into perspective, Romans 12:21, the church is called to overcome evil by being the good. The church is called to reprove the darkness by being the light. Hello. That's found in Ephesians 5. They would actually have to stand up and do something. So what I want to do is I want to pull the rug off of those that refuse to acknowledge the Word of God for what it says because they can't justify it. Therefore, I'm going to. I'm going to be doing that in just a couple of minutes, and I'm going to be putting Romans chapter 13 into proper perspective scripturally and seeing the context through rather than just taking it for what the pastor said as he advocates the spirit of the world more and more enslaving the sheep rather than fighting off the wolves. With that said, friends, again, I want to jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, and I want to highlight something. If you haven't heard this one yet, you know, a week and a half ago, we found out that a Muslim took a little 5-year-old boy at the Mall of America. He accidentally bumped into him on the third floor. This Somalian actually took that little 5-year-old boy and threw him over the railing. Just for those that have not been paying attention as to what's going on across the boards. Last summer, we had over 100 Somalians in the state of Minnesota go to Valley Park, and it's an amusement park. And they broke through the gate and began to terrorize families, husbands, wives, and their children. Okay, and again, keep in mind the CIA-controlled media's folks, they're silent on all of these issues. They're giving way to what? Those that they are handing your country off to and those that mean to conquer you, namely the Muslims. Okay, now this isn't about attacking any particular people, friends. This is about a particular people that are attacking you. And I am exposing them for what they are and what the fruit of these people has always been. Read Matthew 5:16. The new one today, friends, this is in Minnesota. I want you to listen carefully to this. This is Sadiq Abu Osman. Okay? He said, blank Israel. He said, stupid Jewish MFers. Man, I wish Hitler was alive to blank up these Jewish people and add more Jewish casualties to the 6 million he killed in the Holocaust. Okay? This is coming from the religion of peace. This is a CARE official, friends. I just wanted you to make clear as to who's responsible for making this comment. This is a CARE official. America, you are under attack. I wish Hitler was alive to blank up the Jewish people. You know, it's interesting. Another point I'd like to make, friends, is how many years ago did I tell you the link between the Muslims and Adolf Hitler? Because it's exactly what we're seeing being played out here in the United States of America, as well as in other countries on a global scale. They are using the Muslims, friends, to tear down countries, to conquer countries. To do what? Well, they're just being used as the new political battering ram on a global scale until they're used up like the homosexuals were. Okay? And on the heels of the homosexuals, what do we see? Systematically, methodically, verbatim, to every jot and tittle, the same method, friends, the Muslims are using today. Okay? And the reason it's happening is because the American people gave a green light to the Sodomites. When you look to Europe, what do? They first demoralize the people. Once they demoralized the people and the people accepted it, what was the second thing they did? They sent in the Muslims to do what? To tear down, to conquer. I mean, look what's going on in Germany right now, friends. You just can't get away from what's going on because this is scripturally acute. You want to talk about specificity in the Word of God? You want a word of prophecy? America, you're under judgment. Just like France, just like Germany, just like Sweden, just like Belgium, just like the UK, just like that of Wales. They're all under judgment right now because of what they have accepted, what they've accepted. You know, it's also interesting to know, friends, in every one of those countries, those representatives are being popped left and right. Those that are fiend representatives, counterfeits, that call themselves representatives. Those countries are being protested right now because in the hundreds of thousands, because the people in those respective countries have caught on to the fact that them fiend representatives that they have are in fact pedophiles. Just so you know what's going on. And it's exactly what's happening here in America incrementally. I've said it 100 times. And I want you to listen to me carefully. When you advocate what God condemns, our laws in every state of our union, all 50 states, condemn homosexuality. And all you homosexuals listening to me, I warned you over and over and over again. And I took scripture and put it into context, showing you to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You refuse to do it. Now you need to look behind you because I told you they were coming and now they're behind you. I said that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty, America, to give way to those that are coming from the Middle East that mean to implement Sharia law. It's exactly what's happening. I remember when I first began to warn the people. The conservatives said, that's just too far out there, Bradley. Or they said nothing, just like they did in the days of Jeremiah. They just said nothing because they couldn't answer it. They thought it was far-fetched. I remember telling organizations here in the state of Minnesota, you better deal with this now because if you don't, that's all you have to do is look to Canada. Look what Canada's completely overrun. And look at their representative, Justin Trudeau. What is he? He's a sodomite. And what does he do, friends? He takes time to go in school with Muslims into the mosque and praise Allah. And many people believe on a global scale that Canada is going to be used as a staging point to attack America. America, you're in trouble. You're in trouble because you refuse to deal with the issues. When God said to deal with it and you refuse to deal with it, He will deal with what you wish you would have dealt with when you had the time to deal with it. Okay? We still have time to do the right thing, so let's do it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Check it out. We have several hundred videos, again, bringing about resolve to America's issues. If you're willing to actually be the strength of that Constitution, said Thomas Edison, he said the strength of the Constitution is found within the people that are willing to enforce it. You can also give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Period. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Go into your Capitol building. Prove me otherwise, you can't. Okay? That's why people, hey, by the way, friends, that's why people are continuously listening. That's why the radio shows and the affiliates on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com are growing exponentially. Because people are sick and tired of the talking around the issues, the diplomacy, the compromise, both in government and in politics. They're the two sciences that run together, friends. Read Exodus 18:21 when you get a moment. They're tired of the diplomacy. Ben Franklin said diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Hello? Yeah? And this coming from the supposed good people in the country, right? Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong, right? We hear this all day long in the church and we hear it all day long in government. And why are we going in the direction that we are? Because we're not called to compromise. Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, it all derives from the Christ. We're not called to compromise. We're called to walk in holiness. And what is the mother of holiness? Gratitude. We understood the price paid for our freedoms. We wouldn't compromise Jack because we would understand that someone shed their blood first on Calvary. His name is Jesus Christ. And in the natural men, fallen man. But still, the sacrifice of many of our dads and moms and uncles and aunts and cousins and brothers and sisters and our neighbors and our grandpas and our grandmas. Why would we tolerate anybody to compromise a position in the church or in the government? Spiritual, natural, natural, spiritual, friends. Considering that we pay attention and understand the price that's been paid on our behalf to have the freedoms that, in which we have. Again, freedom's not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom's given unto us to do what we ought to do. What are you living for? What are you doing with that gift, friends? What are you doing with that gift? Are you wasting it away, or are you living unto them that died for you, namely the Christ, the captain of our salvation? 2 Corinthians 5:15. Yesterday we had an individual that was going back and forth, and he was countering what I was talking about on the radio program. And he was trying to justify somehow or another that the light is supposed to dim itself out and subject itself to darkness. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, and by the way, this is common thread all throughout the United States of America, because this is what they've been taught through the biblical illiterates from the pulpits in America, the hirelings, the whores. And that's what the Bible calls them. They're making way. Folks, you have the clowns entertaining the goats in churches today. And they're taking it on, and they've been lied to. They've been told by their pastor, who has no business telling them that they're saved, that somehow or another that they're saved, regardless if they work out their own salvation with fear and trembling or not, regardless if they've repented or not. Folks, the list goes on. But they take on this mindset of a biblical illiterate. You know, the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. They may preach the letter, but they don't have the spirit, because they take it and they turn it the opposite direction of the spirit. Okay? Now, I want to jump over to what I'm kind of bleeding into it right now, transitioning into it right now. Romans chapter 13. I want to say this before we get going on this, because you need to understand something, friends, and this will expose people, or it will educate people. It depends on how you take it. If you want to reject the counsel of God against yourself, you can go ahead and do that. And you can sit there and sing, Jesus loves you all day long, but when you're in hell, just keep in mind, you made the choice to be there, not him. That's a fact. You refuse to repent before his holy law. Therefore, you're now living out the consequences of your lack of repentance before a just and a holy God. Keep in mind, he's a judge, friends. He is a judge. Everybody talks about Romans chapter 13 and what they call the body of Christ. Folks, what you're seeing in America today is the Laodicean church. They're lukewarm. Jesus said he would spew them out of his mouth. I'm telling you what, that's exactly what he's doing today. And he's separating the sheep from the goat on a daily basis. Distinction is being made because he said that he did not come to bring peace, but he came to bring a sword. Because that's what the truth does, is it divides. It divides. You know, interestingly enough, when I was in Canton, Ohio last week, a lady started talking to me about something. And I said, well, where did you see that? Talking about the Word of God. Talking about false prophets. And she was going back and forth with me. And again, I knew what I was dealing with. I was dealing with a Pharisee who didn't know the Word of God. Well, the Pharisees, at least in the day of Christ, knew the Word. In many cases, they were doctors of the law. They knew the Word of God like the back of their hands. But they didn't have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, because they didn't obey from the heart. Acts 5. And I'm going back and forth with her, and all of a sudden, here comes one of these do-gooders. Listen, do-gooders in the church are a part of the problem. You know, Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 7, he said, when I would do good, I find that evil is present with me. And if you keep in mind that the Bible also says in Romans 7 that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin, it's like the devil saying he's trying to do something good. You can't do that. Only the Lord can do that by the Holy Ghost. Okay? That's why we're completely dependent upon him for everything. And we're not to find our faith in the power and the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, as well as 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Okay? We don't need do-gooders. But this lady's going back and forth with me, and all of a sudden this do-gooder comes in, and she says, you know, this is just what the enemy wants. No. It's not what the enemy wants. It's what the Lord does. He divides by bringing forth the truth. Just like I said to you yesterday on the radio, friends, I'm not here on the radio program or writing columns to give you my opinion. I'm sticking to the Word of God, and I'm seeing it through in context so it's correct. And I am also giving you what the Constitution says, what our forefathers bestowed upon their posterity, which just happens to be us 242 years later. I'm not telling you my opinion. Every single thing I do and say, friends, I point back and make reference to what the Word says and what the Constitution says, or in reference to whatever I may be highlighting. Every single time. You know, it's interesting that the church is now taking on the mindset that to correct, to instruct in righteousness is somehow the devil. Yet the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for correction, for instructions, for reproof, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfectly furnished. Okay? Perfectly and thoroughly furnished. You know, the Bible also tells us, on the other hand, friends, that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. So which one's the Word of God? The one that brings correction or the one that leaves it off? And the one that leaves it off, by the way, when they know that they should, they are the ones that wax cold in what they call love. And I'm going to tell you why, because they're workers of iniquity. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Love worketh no ill. Love owes its brother the truth and its sisters the truth. And the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3, it tells us that we hate our brother if we refuse to do so. Hate doesn't tell the truth. The love of God tells the truth, Romans 5:5. Let's get this correct. We correct each other because we love our brethren. Read Leviticus 19:17 when you get a moment, friends. And I can go through 1 Corinthians 13, love rejoiceth not in iniquity. I can go into Romans 13 where it says, let love be without dissimulation. I can go to 1 Peter where it talks about the love of the brethren. Let it be unfeigned. Let it be real. Come on, friends. Love tells the truth. It doesn't withhold it. And correction is a part of that. Correction is a part of that. You know, to withhold correction tells you that you don't care about somebody. But again, here we have a do-gooder getting into a conversation and saying, the enemy would have you guys war like this. No. That's iron sharpens iron, first and foremost, okay? The fact of the matter, to withhold correction, especially scriptural, friends, is not love. It's completely hate for your brother. How backwards can the people have it? When we talk about Romans 12:21, what does it say? Matter of fact, I got a t-shirt right in front of me right now that we actually have it on. A t-shirt that says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But Romans 12:21 says what? That which precedes Romans chapter 13. What does it say? That the church and the Christians are called to overcome evil by being good. Well, I know, and what they do is they say, well, you're supposed to subject yourself to the authorities that be. Wait a second. Who ordained those authorities? Who ordained those magistrates? And what is it that they're supposed to do? Are we to submit to them when they violate God's law? The God that ordained them to do the things that they do? I mean, after all, again, when you look at them, what do? They swear to uphold the laws of their hand on the Bible. So when they violate that oath, then we deal with them. Article 2, Section 4. Be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jefferson, Colorado County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says Sol Paez, the woman who prompted schools in and around Denver to close, has killed herself.
The FBI recently just confirmed that they have found Ms. Paez deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Schrader adds,
"We are concerned to get kids back to school, and so we're going to continue working with the school district, the school safety team."
Paez caused a massive scare across the Denver area after the FBI learned she flew to Denver from Miami and purchased a shotgun. She was reportedly obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is officially running for re-election. The Kentucky Republican released a video highlighting his ties to the president. The ad also touts McConnell's role in the confirmation of two conservative Supreme Court justices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Okay, let's start rocking this. We're talking about Romans chapter 13. I laid out my preface, my premise, and what we're going to have this conversation today, and I'm going to do my best to make it all the way to the end before my time is expired. Now, with that said, friends, it seems that every time someone such as myself attempts to encourage our Christian brothers and sisters to resist an unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, we hear their retort. You know what it is? What about chapter 13 in the book of Romans, brother? And, you know, we're told we Christians must submit to government, any government. But, you know, we're supposed to read our Bible and leave them alone, or words to that effect. Folks, I got to just honestly say, when we look at the patriarchs, they were driven men. The word led means to be driven. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. I got to honestly tell you, friends, I'm a driven man of God. And I always see that he's driving me to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And I also see that he drives me into the battle, not away from the battle. Now, no doubt some who use this argument are sincere. In many cases, they are. And they are only repeating what they've heard their pastor or other religious leaders say. But on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some use this argument because they're just plain lazy, apathetic, and indifferent, or they're just dummied down. And Romans 13 is their escape from responsibility somehow. I don't know how they do it, but they do it to their own damnation. And nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere but obviously misinformed, let's briefly examine Romans chapter 13. And I want to quote Romans chapter 13 verses 1 through 7 from the King James text. Okay, listen carefully. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained of God, and whosoever therefore resisteth that power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall to themselves receive damnation. You know, after all, Scripture tells us, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Rulers are not to be a terror to good people, but to the evil. What are we seeing today? Just the exact opposite. Romans chapter 13, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God. Who is the minister of God? The magistrates, our representatives. To what? For us, for good, not evil. But if I'll do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Well, what happens when those that are supposed to be good and they're supposed to execute, friends, the law upon lawbreakers are in fact the lawbreakers themselves? Well, we have that when we look and peruse the U.S. Constitution. We have provision in dealing with those people. Listen again, friends. For he that beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. He is a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, not a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth the right thing while they do the wrong thing. You can find it nowhere in Scripture where we are commanded by God to submit to tyranny in any sense of the word. Nowhere. Now, do our friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose the president or corruption in government or in the church or any other political leader really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do whatever they want to without opposition? Are you kidding me? You know as well as I do, friends, they don't believe that. But they want to put themselves up to be something that they are not ordained to do. And let me interject right there, friends. Do you know how many people are in the pulpits today that want to be in the pulpits? Mariah Woodworth Eder, a famous preacher during the turn of the century, said, those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil. Those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil. Those that don't want to be there, guess what, friends, are called of God. Remember, Moses didn't want to bring the children of Israel into the promised land. He began to find fault with himself, right? He had a speech impediment. I'm not qualified. You remember the same thing with Saul, the one that hunted down David like a dog because he was jealous of him? Remember, he said he was unfit. He was one of the smallest tribes in Israel. You remember that? Throughout Scripture, friends, you see people make excuses as to why they don't want to do the will of God, but they'll do it if they're equipped to do it. Well, guess what? Those are the ones that God calls, and those are the ones that God ordains. Okay? Same thing with Gideon. I can go down the whole list, friends. How do I do this? They're not saying, oh, I know how to do this. No. How do I do this? And then they find themselves praying. And then they find themselves seeking the face of God. Then they find themselves going within the Holy of Holies in the time of need, or to the throne of grace in the time of need, receiving only what he can give to make it happen. Hey, folks, if you have a vision in front of you that you can make happen, rest assured it's not God. Only the Lord can bring you to it. And it's usually when he gives a vision to a man of God or a woman of God, it's way beyond their abilities. Way beyond their abilities. Because he's the one that actually gives the power to make it happen. And that's what's so cool about it. Why is that? Because that no flesh should glory in his presence. He is God, we are man. And he is the one that said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Okay? And he'll answer exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So it's not within our finite minds to actually figure out what we're going to do. No, 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 no. We're always sitting back saying, Lord, what do you want me to do next? Lord, how do I do this? Lord, where's that provision going to come? Lord, where's that guidance from? I need that guidance from you. You said you would guide me with thine eye. You said that you would order my steps aright, is what you said you would do. You're completely dependent upon the Spirit of God. These men that advocate, again, preaching the letter that killeth without the Spirit, they have all the answers, yet they don't bear the fruit. And the bearing of the fruit brings forth glory to the Father. Read Matthew 5:16. Matthew 5:16. Also read John 15:5 when you get a moment. By this my Father's glorified that you bear much fruit. It's spiritual fruit, friends. It's spiritual fruit. Now going back, talking about our friends who use verses They twist scripture the way that Satan twisted scripture to teach that we should not oppose those magistrates that are actually perverting the law that they promised to uphold. Now, what if our president or some individual in a position of servitude towards the people that we delegated authority to decided to resurrect the old custom of prima nocta, law first night? Now, that was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with the subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. What our sincere brethren sheepishly say, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government. I highly doubt it. And would any of us respect any man who would submit to such a law? Absolutely not. So again, there's limits to authority, is there not? Yep. A father has authority in his home, but does this give him power to abuse his wife and his children? Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does this give him power to control the private lives of his employees? Absolutely not. An overseer has authority in the church, but does this give him power to tell his ministers in his church or his congregants how to run their lives or their businesses? Again, of course not. They have to submit to the meek King of Glory on their own, not by force. And the point here is this: human authority is limited in nature. No man has unlimited authority over the lives of another. Nobody. And folks, when we're talking about magistrates or those that serve we the people, they don't have unlimited authority over us. We have a limited government. We have a limited government. And keep in mind, friends, they only do what we delegate to them that they can do. And if they violate that, we remove them, Article 2, Section 4. I want you to listen to this. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ, period. He is the head. We are seated in heavenly places far above all principality in Christ Jesus. We're set in Him, with Him. Okay? He is the head. And we are found in the head. We're complete in Him, who's the head of all principality and power, tells us in the book of Colossians. Okay? You get the point here. We submit to the Father in the Son through obedience because we love Him, right? Because of what He did for us on the cross. And we go there because we violated His law and we're sorry for what we did when we sinned against Him. And we bring forth fruits of repentance, right? We go out and we live and we take a vengeance, a righteous indignation, and stand against the very sins that we were guilty of. That's the fruit of repentance, friends. That's the fruit of repentance. So when you observe Romans chapter 13, it clearly limits the authority of civil government by restricting or strictly defining its very purpose. Forgive me. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, not evil. Okay. And by the way, nobody in this country has a right to violate God's law and then call it freedom or liberty. You can't do that. To he the Son makes free is free indeed. Read John 8:36 when you get a moment. Moving on. For again, he is the minister of God to thee for good. For he is the minister of God. He's a minister of God who ordained the power that he might be a minister or a magistrate to be a revenger to execute wrath upon who? Him that doeth evil. You are not called to submit to wicked government in any sense of the word. Again, the purpose of government, said John Adams, is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. That's sin. 1 John 3:4. Also read Exodus 20. Notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. Why? Because it has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people. God never gave it that authority. And any government that oversteps that divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. None. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It's not a minister of God for evil. Because civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, they have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good, none, zilch, zero. And anyone who says that they do are biblically illiterate, or they're just dummied down enough to actually believe what they are saying. I'm going to take this on the next segment. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, this is my highlight concerning this message, which continuously comes up. And by the way, I got to tell you, it's frustrating sharing this information with people over and over again. But this is what I'm called to do. If people want to listen in sincerity, I can preach to you all day. If you want to be objective to the Word of God, and Jesus Christ is a rock of offense or he's a stumbling block, you better read your Bible all the way through to understand that you are resisting him who came unto his own. And the Bible clearly says that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. Let's not be guilty of that, friends. Come on, don't get mad at the messenger for telling you what the Word of God says in context. Get mad at those that are lying to you and throw them off. People would throw off false teachers, friends. I'll tell you what, we'd have a small pocket of real ones across the United States of America. Like Spurgeon said, the church that the world loves the most is the very church that God hates the most. And how true and how right on that is. Listen to this carefully. And I want to get over to this really quick before the end of the show. Romans chapter 13 limits the power and the reach of civil authority. This is my favorite part. Listen to this. Did Moses violate God's principles of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? And I want you to listen to this too. Also keep in mind that Moses, friends, was the meekest man alive. Okay, he didn't want to take it on, but he responded to God, and he obeyed, and because of it, the children of Israel were released from bondage. How? Through the blood of the Paschal Lamb, through sacrifice. First thing he did is after he brought forth the children of Israel out through the blood of the sacrificial lamb, the Paschal blood, the type of what that being the blood of Jesus Christ to wash us from all of our sins, Revelations 1:5. The first thing he did was bring him to the Mount Sinai, and he chained him to the Ten Commandments. Okay? Now listen to this, though. Moses was sent to the face of Pharaoh, the king of the world during this particular time, and he commanded the Pharaoh to let my people go. He didn't ask the Pharaoh to let him go. He told them to go. The meekest man alive. Let's put the word meekness back into its perspective. Definition, friends. Webster's 1828. Power under control. Power under God's control. God judged Pharaoh, who refused the Spirit of God. And after all, he did harden his heart. But the fact of the matter was Moses went to the face of Pharaoh and told him what the deal was. And God judged that nation and freed his people. The meekest man of life. How do we hear that in the church? Oh, you know, Moses was the meekest man of life. Yeah, but put it into context. He was commanded by God to go tell the Pharaoh to let his people go. Command him, not ask him. He told him what the deal was. And because he refused, God judged him. He bore witness on the behalf of his prophet Moses, the one that he saw as a friend, face to face. Did Elijah violate God's principles of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? No. But it's interesting that the corrupt king Ahab, who was married to Jezebel, who told Ahab what pants to wear every day, right? She wore the pants. When he seen him on the backside of the desert, what did the corrupt king say to the holy prophet of God, Elijah? He called him the troubler of Israel, right? He called him the troubler of Israel. And what did, in 1 Kings 18, did Elijah say back to King Ahab? I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandments. You are. We need to put this in perspective. Did David violate God's principles of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it was God that ordained David to be put in the place of Saul because Saul was rebellious towards God in disobeying his commandments. Did Daniel violate God's principles of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? No. And he was tried. His accusers, his persecutors were in fact the ones setting up Daniel because he was praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what happened? They threw him into the lion's den. He was preserved by the holy angels of God who hearkened unto the commandments of the Most High God to preserve him. And what happened to those that set up Daniel? They were thrown into the lion's den. Now, what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Did the three Hebrew children violate God's principles of submission to authority when they refused to bow down to the image of the state? Absolutely not. Nebuchadnezzar was so angry with them. He said, heat that furnace up 7 times hotter than what it is right now and throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. And those that were heating the fire up 7 times died because of the heat. Yet the Bible tells us because they obeyed the Lord that the fourth man showed up in the fire. Right? And the Bible also tells us that not a hair on their head was singed. Who was obeying the Lord, friends? And by the way, when they came out of that fire, Nebuchadnezzar declared the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as the God, the one God. There is no other God. See what happens when the children of God stand up and obey their Lord? That he's glorified through it. If you're willing to bear the cross so you might understand the power of God unto salvation, and not then. Not until then, friends. Did John the Baptist violate God's principles of submission to authority when he publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity and all his other evils? Absolutely not. The Bible tells us that he was the greatest prophet born of women. That's what prophets do. That's what preachers do. They point their finger. As a matter of fact, the word Torah, friends, means to point the finger. To point the finger. You know how many times in churches today they just talk about, you know, somebody in the room. And surely it's not you, it's them, it's not me. But when you point the finger, all of a sudden it becomes personal. No, it becomes prophetic. And you better thank God you have people like that in your life, willing to point their finger at you. That means they love you enough to tell you the truth. You don't want to lose friends like that, friends. Let me tell you. Did Simon Peter and other apostles violate God's principles of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching on the streets of Jerusalem? Absolutely not. I'm going to bring a step forward here. And I want you to listen carefully. tells us in Acts 12, 5 through 17. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison by who? By who, friends? The Pharisees and the Herodians. Those that didn't want to lose control. They liked their position too much. They didn't want to lose their place or their nation. Read John 11 when you get a moment. The Bible says Peter was therefore kept in prison by the bad guys, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Who threw him in the prison? The bad guys, not the good guys. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Who put the chains on Peter's hands, friends? The bad guys. Who released Peter from the chains? The holy angels of God. So don't sit there and tell me how we're supposed to submit to tyranny when God at times has to send forth earthquakes and angels to free us from the chains of tyrants. What Bible are you reading, friends? And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird up yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, the angel did, "Put on your garment, Peter, and follow me." So he went out and followed him and did not know that it was done by the angel. And now it was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. And when they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down on one street, and immediately the angel departed from them. And where did they find Peter, friends? They found him out preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified. Once again, what was the message? Acts 2:38. Repent. Right? Repent. See, they didn't want the word of God to be let loose. And what was the message? Well, guess what, friends? Christians are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Who hates that more than the Christ? Or, but the devil, who's a defeated foe. Come on. And when you look throughout the Bible, again, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, you see this over and over. What about Paul and Silas in prison? Who sent forth the earthquake to shake the gates open? Who sent that earthquake, friends? Come on. Going back to Moses, when he was caught up into the sea, the Red Sea, who with the blast of his nostrils split the sea that the children of Israel might go through? And when they were through, then all of a sudden they looked back, and those that followed them through, friends, to execute each and every one of them that were being liberated by the hand of God, what happened? The waters came back over the heads of the wicked. Of the wicked, not the righteous. How do men pervert this? How do men pervert the plain, simple meaning of Scripture? Because this isn't just a little dab that will do you, in which I'm giving to you right now, friends. This is throughout Scripture. Let's get the Word put into perspective and keep it upright where it belongs. That's how men are made free.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.